Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A Utah mom is teaming up with a big name in an effort to keep the insulin medication that her daughter uses from being discontinued. You ever hear the name Mark Cuban? Well, joining me live, KSL TV's Daniel Woodruff, who's been covering this story. So tell us about this woman's fight.
Yeah, this is a family, Jeff, from North Salt Lake, the Smart family. Their 15-year-old daughter, Ruby, has diabetes, and she's been using a certain type of insulin called Levemir that they say is very good for an athlete like her. She plays tennis. It helps keep her blood sugar in the best possible shape. But the downside is that Levemir is being discontinued at the end of the year, and the family says that the alternatives on the market are just nowhere near as good. So they are pushing lawmakers to try to get this Danish company that produces Levemir to keep doing that. And it's really a David versus Goliath fight going against a $500 billion pharmaceutical company trying to get them to listen to a family from North Salt Lake to keep this product on the market.
It sounds like there are long odds. So where does Mark Cuban come into all this?
Well, Mark Cuban, the mom, Allison Smart, says is really the thing that gets people to perk up. He, of course, runs founded a company that does low-cost medication. And she reached out to him, and she got his commitment that if they could get this company to continue producing the medication, the insulin, that he would use his company to help package and distribute it. And so she's going to Washington, D.C., pushing lawmakers to try to get them to lobby the company. And she mentions, hey, I've talked to Mark Cuban. He's on board. And she says that gets all of them to perk up a little bit and take it more seriously.
In case you don't know who Mark Cuban is, he's a Maverick. He is the, I guess, former majority owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He's on Shark Tank. He also has this pharmaceutical company that he started. So with his help, is there a chance that this insulin will remain available?
Well, this family hopes so. They hope that this company will listen. They hope to just get a few more years of production of Levemir so that they can come up with a longer-term solution. And they're hopeful that with Cuban's influence and name and just her persistence going to D.C. and trying to get this effort in the eyes of lawmakers that something can happen. It is a long shot, but she's working hard.
We're all rooting for David over Goliath, and this story will come up on TV tonight?
Correct. We'll have another story on this, the full report coming up on KSL 5 News at 6 o'clock in just a couple of minutes.
Thanks so much, Daniel Woodruff,
Thanks,
for
Jeff.
Joining us live. We appreciate the story. It's